Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Before we begin, let's go ahead and take our golden pause wherever you are. Sit comfortably. And if you can, sit with your legs uncrossed and your palms open on your lap. Otherwise, if you want to do something while you're listening to this podcast, just use this as a deep breathing exercise to get really present in your body and your breath. Let's begin. Close your eyes and just begin to breathe with me. Breathing in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. And on the exhale, just release, relax, and let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just go ahead and continue to relax, release, and let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. On the exhale, just release and let go of what doesn't serve you well. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just continue to let go of any tension you feel, any busyness in your mind. Just let it all go. And this time, as you breathe in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. And as you fill your heart with pure golden gratitude, allow every cell of your being to be infused with joy. Breathing in pure golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Continuing to exhale, release, relax. And breathing in pure golden gratitude through your heart, through your mind, through your entire being. On the exhale, just allow yourself to relax and sink inward a little bit more. This time, as you breathe in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being, on the exhale, allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And breathing in pure golden gratitude again to every cell of your being, on the exhale, allow it to wash over you again, a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And taking one last deep breath in of pure golden gratitude, on the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Wow. Well, I hope you love that golden pause as much as I do. I don't think I could be recording this podcast for you without it. It just tends to just take me right into my center, open up all my channels and gates, and allow whatever inspiration is present to flow through me to you. So I thank you for taking that golden pause with me. Anyways, I thought what would be a really cool episode today would be to do an introduction to my next series, which is Spiritual Life Lessons. Seems to be my theme coming up here. You know how we all have periods of time in our lives that are really, we look at them as spiritual life lessons because they're a little more difficult, aren't they? I mean, when things are going really, really well, we're not really thinking about the lessons necessarily. We're just thinking, God, this is great. Life's just going along, moving along really, really great. Well, my life has been going along really smoothly and really great too. I don't have any complaints, don't have any really major problems or anything right now. But I did get a reading from my astrologer recently, and he said that I have entered into a time period of rooting down And I immediately thought, oh, that doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound fun at all. But needless to say, about the time that this started, I, you know, as you know, got ill with RSV, and then I got ill with COVID. And I thought, well, there you go. I am rooting down. My body is telling me it's time to get grounded. And it's time to maybe even slow down a little bit. That's a hard one. That's a hard one because there's so much to do, isn't there? There's so much to do. I find that my life just tends to get busier, not quieter. And that's a good thing, but it also has some negative aspects to it too. So this spiritual life lesson series is going to be, we're going to be talking about all of the different spiritual life lessons and also how we can feed and nourish our spirits and our souls. How do we grow? How do we choose to grow consciously? How can we make the absolute most of this life that we've been given? How do we slow down in order to be at the speed of life? That was a book Richard wrote, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life, with Joe Bailey, his good friend. It's a really great book. How can we be in our bodies, giving our bodies the rest, the nourishment, all of the things that we need in order to house our spirit? When are we going to really get that, that this body is really here so that our soul can express itself in this life? And what are the important aspects of living a spiritual life? These are such deep inquiry questions that if we don't ask them, even ask them frequently, even for me to ask them, you know, it's been a long time since I really took my own spiritual growth seriously. Oh, sure, I meditate and I lead amazing women's circles and I do all sorts of things. But what have I done for myself? So I thought it would be kind of cool is for me to take you on the journey that I'm going to be going on and talk to you about all the things that I do to fine-tune my spiritual life so that my physical life can receive the maximum benefit from that. And believe me, I am completely motivated by having fun. So even if I am in a grounding period, you can bet I'm going to find a fun way to do it. So with that, look forward to these next few episodes, these next podcasts. They're going to be about spiritual life lessons. How can we live the most meaningful spiritual life amidst living in the world? How can we walk into the wilderness of our journey and come out in a full lighted city of everything that's in store for us? So stay tuned. Next podcast, I'm going to be talking about a really deep transformational healing I had with a holistic healer, really more of a medical intuitive. So stay tuned. I'm back again for Spiritual Life Lessons series. Much love to you, and don't sweat the small stuff. We are living the big stuff. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.